This is Preview. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is pianist Lara Downes. She talked about her recording, Love at Last. Lara, tell our listeners about the poem Sashke Sashke, the inspiration behind your new release, Love at Last.
So this poem turns out to be the text of a song that we used to sing in temple when I was a kid. And I didn't know the author until I started researching the origins of the song. The song was called Laugh at All My Dreams, My Dearest, and it was by a songwriter named Debbie Friedman, who wrote a lot of sacred music in the 70s and 80s. Her music was really popular in our temple. The cool rabbi would have us sing her songs. They were just beautiful songwriting. So when I started researching the text, it turned out that it was by this Ukrainian poet named Saul Chernikovsky, who lived from the turn of the 19th century through the middle of the 20th. So he was born in, I think, 1880s, and he died in 1943. And the poem, should I share the text of the poem with you?
Sure, listeners? Sure.
Laugh at all my dreams, my dearest. Laugh, and I repeat anew that I still believe in man as I still believe in you. Let the time be dark with hatred. I believe in years beyond. Love at last shall bind all people in an everlasting bond. So this is an album, the music for the album had been coming together for a while, and it's a collection of pieces that express this common shared human vision of a better world and how the construction of that better world is really built around our capacity to love each other and care for each other and do our best as humans to be a human family. So when I found that poem, it just kind of made a container for all of these pieces of music and inspired the title of the album and just made sense of the whole project.
Lara, you garnered a Signal honor last year when you were named 2022 Classical Woman of the Year by Performance Today. Can you tell a young person listening to this conversation how honors like this are awarded and how important they are in building your brand as a performing artist?
Well, I was thrilled and amazed when I was told about this award. And this one is really special because this is a nomination that comes from listeners. It comes from professionals in the field, but also listeners. So it's a very democratic award. And it meant so much to me because I think it's given in recognition of work that makes an impact. For young musicians, what I say all the time is that whatever opportunities come to you, whether they're performance opportunities or awards or other big moments, what matters is what you do with them. For me, any kind of recognition, any kind of opportunity is really just a chance to do more and better of what I want to do. I think that the big job as a young musician is really to identify your authentic self as a musician and figure out your message and your mission, and then to dedicate all of your efforts and all of your opportunities to furthering that mission. Nothing really means anything if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, why you're making music, and what you want to say with the music. I always encourage young people to consider this a lifelong pursuit, the identification of self and the discovery of what you can do with the self that you find.
Of course, nowadays, the young people have so many opportunities on social media to promote themselves in any way they really want.
Yeah, but are you promoting yourself or are you promoting a purpose? I kind of think that there's not much to be said for just promoting yourself unless you have something that you are really trying to share. I mean, this was my disconnect with my education as an artist. What was the purpose? Was the purpose to be like the best pianist in the world? What does that mean? I don't think that's a thing. If that was the only goal, then that meant that all of us in all the practice rooms down all the hallways had the same goal. And that doesn't make any sense. So I think that for me, the beauty in my life in music has been that I have discovered these things that I really want to accomplish. I really want to share music that has been lost or covered. I want to honor voices that haven't been given their due. I want to bring a world of discovery to listeners. I want to invite a new world of listeners. I really want to just like shine light on things that I think are important that haven't necessarily been centralized in the tradition. So that keeps me going every day. And that's whatever I'm promoting. I'm kind of always promoting the work. I think that I'm just the doer of the work.
Lara, you're one of the busiest musicians I know. On NPR one minute, recording and concertizing the next. How do you manage to do it all and make it seem so effortless?
I'm glad to hear that it looks effortless. I don't sleep a lot. I just intensely love what I do. And I will also say that it's been a long process for me. I'm just like a very curious and kind of impetuous and a little bit like ADHD person. So I have all these different things that are always calling to me. And it's been a process of trying to understand for myself how they're all interconnected. And I think finally, I would say in the last few years, I see that pretty clearly. So my recording projects and my performing projects and what I'm doing with NPR and what I'm doing in other media spaces, I really feel the organic nature of those things. And that helps me. Obviously, I need to make time for them, but there seems to be a flow of ideas and energy that makes everything possible and also kind of makes it really exciting.
Lara, thank you so much for this wonderful new album, Love at Last, and for sharing with us this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. It's always lovely to talk to you.
Our guest on Preview has been pianist Lara Downs. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.